President Trump spoke to reporters today after he exploded and abruptly put an end to a scheduled meeting with Democratic congressional leaders this morning. The president lashed out at Speaker Nancy Pelosi, accused of covering up his activities that relate to the Mueller investigation. Mr. Trump stomped off to the Rose Garden to tell reporters he won't do business with Democrats while the investigations continue. We're going to talk a little bit more about today's developments. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Jack Pitney, professor of American politics at Claremont McKenna College in Southern California. It's always great to talk to you. This my way or the highway kind of strategy, when you look back historically, is it effective when it comes from the Oval Office?
Generally not. When it comes to the power of the purse, that's a power that belongs to Congress. And in the past, presidents have settled differences with Congress behind closed doors, working out the details. And the exchange today did not work to Donald Trump's benefit.
The irony, of course, Professor, is that some are already suggesting that when the president says, look, if you don't stop the investigating, I'm not going to cooperate with you, that that in and of itself is obstruction.
That's right. And all of this is so unnecessary from a political standpoint. Today, Trump was trying to talk about great economic news, and there is great economic news. But it was all lost in the exchange over the investigation and obstruction. And the more people are talking about obstruction and collusion, the less they're talking about the things Trump wants to talk about. So it's ultimately very self-defeating.
Very interesting. What would have been a more effective way to handle it?
A more effective way to handle it would be to talk about his goals for infrastructure. They wouldn't necessarily have come to an agreement today or perhaps any day, but at least keep the conversation going. That way he could have a press conference that would focus on his plans for massive public works, for continuing the economic expansion. Would have been a great day politically, but instead he let his temper get the best of him.
Does this play to any of his hardcore supporters who like the Donald Trump that just won't play ball with Democrats?
It definitely does play to a certain segment of the electorate, the people who like the reality show Donald Trump getting mad and not backing down. But that's not really the way our form of government works. And ultimately, the polls show a majority of Americans aren't crazy with that approach either.
Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Jack Pitney, professor of American politics at Claremont McKenna College.